Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is the blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith. Get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for June 2nd, 2012. And I'll be talking about the upcoming Venus transit and the lunar eclipse coming up in a couple of days. It's kind of like a 1-2 punch, rather significant. A lot of buzz out there going on about this. So for those of you who may be new to Cosmic Love, I'd like to welcome you with a little introduction to a way you can get the most out of the show. If you know how to open another window in your browser while you are listening, you can open the Cosmic Love homepage and follow along with me on the feature article that I've published for this show at the top of the page about today's show. And while I'm talking, you can then open, I've got an animated video and other links that I provide for more of a multimedia presentation that you may find to me to be more engaging than just informative in general. So this is a call-in show, so if you have something to contribute regarding the Venus transit or the larger issue of global transformation in 2012, please share with us. I'd particularly like your opinion of the Thrive Movement, as I mentioned in the feature article. I'm going to be going into that here in a moment. Those who have read the article before the show, that would be nice. That's just quite often when I do a call-in show, this is quite often how I'll do it. I'll have an article of things that are going on, like now it's the Venus transit, and I'll have different keynote concepts related. In this case, we're looking at 2012, the larger context of what's going on with global transformation, energy transformation changes, consciousness shifts, whatever. So regarding the Thrive Movement, some people think the Thrive Movement is stalling because there's no clear direction on solutions. And others say that the direction is actually coming through groups who are meeting all over the planet, all over the United States, discussing the Thrive movie. And the dark side now, they say that Thrive is a new age psyops operation over the corporatocracy. Of course, the light side laughs at that as a conspiracy theory. So what do you think? What's your take on the Thrive movie? Call in, we'll be talking about, we'll be going into that a little bit more. So I'm going to be talking about the feature article now regarding the Venus transit, the lunar eclipse, here on June 4th and June 5th. First the lunar eclipse and then the Venus transit. So the subject of this article is an intimate relationship with the universe. And that's kind of the theme 2012 in general. The quote I like on this subject is Deepak Chopra, when he says, "The universe is alive and conscious, and it responds to our intent when we have an intimate relationship with the universe and see it not as separate, but as our extended body." I really like that quote. It kind of keys into, you know, the kingdom of heaven is within you, we are in the universe is in us, etc. So, June 4th. There's going to be a lunar eclipse the day before the Venus transit. I've got a link on Wikipedia that is just kind of a secular astronomical orientation to what that's about. You can go into that and read more about that. The next day, June 5th, June 6th, depending on where you are in the world, this is the last Venus transit visible in our lifetimes. And again, there's a Wikipedia article on that, on the astronomy, you know, the coordinates. And for more of the esoteric aspect of this, what does this mean, the Venus transit, in terms of how it affects human consciousness, that would be the more esoteric or astrological. And there's a link on that that I've got. And there's an article and there's a good video, a YouTube video on that that you can watch to get more of the general ambiance, energetics, consciousness influencing of the astrological aspects of this. So some of you may be familiar with Mitch Batros, Earth Changes Media. He says that what's going on energetically, he says that I believe it will be the magnetic influence produced by the sun, which will usher in what is described by our ancient ancestors as the transition, bringing us to a new state of being. Now, that's Mitch Batros, Earth Changes Media. Those who are getting his emails, which are free, what's going on cosmologically, astronomically, energetically, He's got interesting reports on that on a regular basis, explaining the connection between sunspots and weather patterns on the Earth, etc. So this whole thing of the electromagnetics of a transit, like a Venus transit, or what's going on with the energetics of a lunar eclipse when the sun and the moon are lined up with the Earth in the way that it casts a shadow from the sun through the Earth, casts a shadow back on the moon with the lunar eclipse. That understanding of energetics of the sun and the magnetics of our solar system, this is the subject from astronomy to astrology, from the physical to the metaphysical, that we're going to be discussing today. This concept of Mitch Batros that it's the sun, the magnetic influence produced by the sun, that's which will be causing this transition, new state of being, energetically and consciousness-wise. Kind of an interesting statement. I just saw that the other day, and that's why I referenced it. So historically, the so-called sun worship of ancient Egypt, the Mayans, and the Gnostics was actually the recognition and acknowledgement that higher knowledge and wisdom is literally being transmitted through the sun. Now, this concept used to be really far out, but now we've got lasers and fiber optics, and like the sun, fiber optic cables have shown us that laser light carrier waves can be coded with thousands of emails, videos, and phone conversations. In other words, it's not so far out to realize that the sun is carrying in its light, and its photonic light is a carrier wave. So, and this is what I'm saying, is that the light of cosmos is coded with the higher intelligence, which represents the pure intention of Source, whereby the light of life can thrive, and that the sunlight itself is this photonic light, like laser light, can be a carrier wave for an intelligence. So, this concept that the sun is our is a natural transmitter of photonic light carrier waves, broadcasting the intelligence of quantum light from the quantum field of the universe, the unified field, that there's an intelligence there. This concept is really getting a lot of traction the last several years. It's been, you know, this understanding that there is intelligence out there. There's a whole field called astroacoustics where the scientists measure the acoustic heartbeat of different stars of our galaxy, and that different stars have different heartbeats, different like signature, audio signatures. They sound like a rhythmic beat. It's called astroacoustics. I was just listening to a CD of this recently. There's Mitchell Gibson has done a lot of work with his astroacoustics. He's an MD. And he uses the sounds, the actual sounds, astroacoustic sounds, for a harmonization of consciousness. And he has one CD of these sounds. He calls it the miracle prayer. He actually overlays these invocations. They're quite profound. There's quite a story about that, what he's doing with these sounds and harmonics and invocations to harmonize the energies of consciousness. But anyway, the sun itself, there's an intelligence there, and anciently that's what they were really worshiping. They were giving worth, the concept of worship or worth-ship, they were giving worth to this understanding of the intelligence of, you know, from the sun and from, you know, the galaxy, from our, from the source field, call it from source, God, whatever, all it is. There's science is now showing there's a connection. So this field of cosmic intelligence is known as the source field. I've had several articles on that. I linked that keyword source field so that you can read several articles on that that I've published here recently. And this source field is surging with galactic alignment in 2012. And we've mentioned that in multiple shows, that concept of that our solar system in this precession of the equinox crosses up across the galactic plane every 25,800 years, and as it does, as it's doing now in 2012, there's a surge in the source field, There is more solar activity with sun flares. There's a surge of energies with this accelerated evolution, spontaneous evolution, as it, in the life forms on Earth. And it's quite an amazing science coming out on that, and you can read about that in that link on the source field. So this is why you hear a lot about the veil is thinning rapidly, and this is the reason. With increased solar activity and acceleration of the rate of conscious evolution and social transformation, there is basically a surge of intelligence, and this is divine order, harmony, consciousness. There's a quickening, that concept of the quickening or the awakening, that's going mainstream in 2012. So the ancients may have lacked or advanced sophisticated technology, but they definitely had an intimate relationship with the universe. Somehow they knew this relationship as above, so below, on Earth, as in cosmos at large. There's a relationship. So this is the relationship I'm going to continue going into in more depth in this piece, an intimate relationship with the universe. So one of the keynotes in 2012 that I really believe is being triggered with this Venus transit and this 1-2 punch with the lunar eclipse and the Venus transit, and this is really this quickening or awakening, this a core revelation of 2012 related to this has been the Thrive movie and the spiritual message. It's really in that online free Thrive movie, which has gone critical mass. I mean, it's gone global in a way that's just beyond what anyone had any idea would happen. There are millions of people watching this all over the world, in small groups, movie theaters, the videos. They're watching it online, individually, collectively, groups are watching it. It's quite a phenomenon. And most people I've talked to about it agree that it's the most powerful systemic overview of global solutions to world problems ever, bar none, in one sitting, in one movie. It's pretty long. I think about more than two hours. But the whole point is that it goes through problems and solutions in a way that's never been done before, and it's creating quite a phenomenon. And for people that have seen it, it's pretty self-evident that that it's a choice for the family of man to thrive. It is a choice. There are technologies and ways to have a real breakthrough in civilization and breakthrough in civility. So I like to take this concept of being congratulated for those who get it, who realize where Earth's evolutions are at right now, and the great opportunity we have. And there's a quote by Christine Page, a medical doctor, and she's the author of 2012 in the Galactic Center, and she says, "Congratulations, you are among a select group of souls who won the lottery to be here on this planet at this time. The prize not only ensures you a front row seat, but also the unique opportunity to co-create the future of the human race. This is a time to remember." And we're right on the threshold of something that's about to go on that I think we're going to see more change and of all kinds. In June, we're about to there's another video I've seen on this of the portents for June itself. If you get into the astronomy, astrology, psychology of just this next month, we're going to be seeing some pretty amazing things breaking, so to speak, breaking out, breaking in, however you want to look this breaking of the waves of change. We'll be seeing it. So there is what I refer to as a spiritual message in this Thrive movie, the Thrive movement, but it's veiled for what I call the profane. When I say that, the message is there, but it's not a religious trip with dogma or creed or BS of that kind, belief system of that kind. It's a spiritual affirmation. The spiritual affirmation of Thrive is simply that mankind, like nature, intends only to thrive in harmony with the order of the universe. In other words, the larger environment to be in harmony and thrive so that life, we would say life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but in nature, so that life will thrive. And all nature in harmony will thrive. And of course, with humans ideally being husbands of nature and culturing nature rather than too often, as we've seen, destroy it. So if you've seen Thrive, the movie, go on to the Thrive Movement website, and if you've seen this in good conscience, you'll probably agree that it's a good thing, that this intent to thrive, this pure intention of all life, is at the heart of this Thrive movement. If you haven't seen the movie, then it's just like you have to see it to appreciate it. I mean, without seeing it, you can't really judge it. It's kind of like a Rorschach inkblot test, even when you do see it. In other words, you'll tend to project into this Thrive movement or the Thrive movie whatever positive or negative worldview that frames your perceptual matrix. You know, we all see through the glass darkly in one sense, but in another sense, it's really the pure intention of Thrive, the concept of planetary thrival. It's a metaphor for conscious evolution. And you might say the Thrive movie is like the Thrive parable, which is a good parallel to the ascension current. Again, the evolutionary ascent of consciousness on Earth. This is the spirit of Thrive. So it's one's pure intention to thrive that is the heart of what you might call the Thrive movement. The hearts and minds of souls on Earth that really are yearning to breathe free. you're basically a part of a quintessential spiritual movement that is virtually the conscious evolutionary ascent of global humanity when you have that pure intention to thrive. So there's a process going on globally with more and more people engaging their hearts and minds in what I call an upward mobile currency of conscience. The new currency for the next economy will be the currency of conscience. And this is really the heart of our individual and collective upwising and uprising, you might say, self-elevation or salvation as self-elevation in our mainstream collective conscience. Now, this is the global revolution, higher consciousness, that a lot of the prophets, messengers, visionaries have been talking about in different ways that will overcome the downward spiral, the dim downward divisions, depression, and oppression we see in the mainstream media all the time. When I say that, it's things definitely have to change when our core institutions no longer serve the purpose for which they were created, but are self-serving in ways that create cognitive dissonance. It's like a win-lose thing that's been going on where the super rich are getting richer and everyone else is, middle class is disappearing. Anyway, now I'm going to make a station break right now. Those who tune in a little later, this is a call-in show. So if you have something to contribute regarding the Venus Transit or the larger issue of global transformation in 2012, please share it with us. Phone numbers are there on the Cosmic Love homepage. Excuse me. I'd particularly like your opinion on the Thrive movement, as I mentioned in the feature article that I've got on the Cosmic Love homepage. Some people think the Thrive movement is stalling because there's no clear direction on solutions, and others say that the direction is coming through groups who are meeting to discuss the Thrive movie. These groups are meeting all over the world. It's quite a phenomenon. But the dark side says that the Thrive is just a new age psyops operation of the corporatocracy, whereas the light side laughs at that as a conspiracy theory. So what do you think? What's your take on this Thrive thing, if you've seen the movie? I mean, I'd It would help if you've seen the movie at least once. It took me three times to see it to really get it. So I'd like your opinion on that. If you'd like to call in, this is Christopher Rudy. I'm the host of Cosmic Love, and I've always been interested in the universal cosmic meaning of everything. I'm just wired that way. When I was a kid, I was into Ripley's Believe It or Not and comic books on the subject, you know, wanted to understand all those mysteries and weird stuff that was going on in the world. But I've been particularly interested in the subject of what I call cosmic love in general, you know, the cosmic law language. Ever since I had an experience, what I call cosmic consciousness back in 1970, as you can read about on my short story On the Path, which I have linked in that feature article I've been referring to. So this path, being on the path, has led me to an intimate appreciation of the mysteries of the universe beyond parable. You know, parables like Jesus gave parable for the masses and he gave strong meat for the disciples. So I'm really interested in sharing what I understand as the mysteries of the universe beyond parable to the science of source. You know, the source fields, as they've mentioned a lot, of all connected torus fields is explained in the Thrive movie. See, that's the key metaphor in the Thrive movie that really ties it all together, this understanding of these torus fields within fields on an atomic level, galactic level, and everything in between, from the torus fields around your heart chakra, around the heart center, the brain field, in consciousness, etc. So I had been studying the source field investigations by David Wilcox back in on 11-11-11 when the Thrive movie and the Thrive website went live, and I immediately saw the spiritual message coded in those torus fields in the Thrive movie. And the way they explain these torus fields, you might say, is a metaphor for a connection to source, because that's really what these torus fields are. They each have black hole, white hole, you might say hyperspace communications conduits connecting all torus fields to source. So every human is a composite of these torus fields within fields on atomic, cellular, and auric field levels, from the heart, which is the most powerful electromagnetic fields in the body, to the brain and the brain's holodeck or energy field, where we are all interpreters or mediators of the unified quantum field of the source field. So this is back to that subject again. We are in the universe, and the universe is within us. The kingdom of heaven is within you, etc. You know, it's all, we are between the microcosm and the macrocosm. We're the mediators. We're, you know, as it says in the Whole Earth Catalog many years ago, we are as God and might as well get good at it. In other words, you know, it's all connected. It's a unified field within numerous electromagnetic torus fields. It's all connected. So back to the June 4th lunar eclipse. This is a sun-moon opposition with Earth in the middle casting a shadow from the Earth onto the Moon. And the Venus transit is a sun-Venus conjunction, with Venus appearing as a tiny dot moving across the face of the Sun from the perspective of the Earth. Of course, that requires a really strong filter to see that. I don't recommend anyone look into the Sun unless you have a filter, special filter for that purpose. So these alignments, the Sun, the Moon, the Venus, will be watched all over the world here in a couple days, with a high probability of even more sightings of the Planet X complex, which is closely aligned between the Sun and the Earth. It's in this alignment as we're looking at the Sun, with Venus transiting it. Right off to the side of the Sun is this Planet X complex, and when people with filters, with strong filters, will be able to see it. Just as you can see it at sunrise and sunset when the Earth's atmosphere or a light cloud cover makes enough filter where you can see the Planet X complex right beside the Sun. As has been reported all over the world, if you go on the Internet, there's a lot of information and quite a bit of disinformation on the subject. You're not getting anything from the government on this for obvious reasons. NASA is blacking it out. there's numerous websites and people just posting it with their cameras all over the world. And there's websites on that, which I provided a link when I put the Planet X complex up. There is a link. You can go to one of the best websites that has in-depth information and has had for 10 years on the subject. So that website, Poleshift.Ning, about a large percent, almost 40% of the addresses on that website are governments and the Pentagon and nations, representative nations all over the world who are watching that website as Earth changes unfold and the electromagnetic science comes out on how this Planet X complex, which is highly electromagnetic, is affecting the electromagnetics of our solar system, which, as I said, is surging with electromagnetic fields from its alignment with the galactic plane in its 25,800-year cycle. This is really the whole story of what the Mayan calendar is really about. Energetically, things are changing. The world is changing very dramatically, and that by itself is the end of the world as we have known it. And we're not talking about the end of the world. We're just talking about things are changing very quickly. Spontaneous evolution, etc., detailed in great detail on that link I provided on the source field investigations by David Wilcox. It goes into that and much more information. If you haven't seen that yet, I highly recommend it. It's the background on a lot of this information I'm giving you. So there's a trigger event, like I say, with this just a couple days going on, and a lot of electromagnetic stuff is going on, being accelerated and accentuated with this Planet X complex. And we'll be seeing a lot of changes. There's causing what's referred to as perturbations in the electromagnetic fields of our DNA and our brains in resonance with these changes in the unified quantum field of our solar system and galaxy and the universe. It's all connected. So God has methods. You know, the order of the universe, there's a method to it all. And there's a timeline. There's a 2012 timeline. The field, source field is surging. Planets align. Trigger events happen. The Venus transit has a lot of implications. I really enjoyed reading the in-depth thing on the Venus transit, the article that's provided in the link up at the top of this page article that I'm referring to now. If you have a chance to read that, you will hear later on after the show. And there's that video about that to get a feel for the energetics of what this means, and that it is the last time in our lifetime, and it is in 2012. It has particular significance. I really believe it's matriculating the matrix in a way that it's difficult to explain. You can get the warm fuzzy on it from reading those articles and seeing the videos on the Venus transit, that esoteric link I've provided. But, you know, to tune in what it really means, that's for each individual. Some will be more interested in the science. Others will be more interested in the warm fuzzy aspects where you can connect the dots as to the meaning for your own psychology and relationships with others, because that's really what we're talking about, is an intimate relationship with others, with the universe. As the veil thins, as within, so without. As you have a relationship with your own higher self, real self, you know, so goes the relationship with others. So I'm kind of getting off the track of a lot of things I wanted to talk about. If you have specific interest in this regard, there's a lot of links I provided that you can go in different directions with this. A lot of people are really interested in the larger picture of what's going on with Sun, Moon, Venus, the highly magnetic Planet X complex, and how this all impacts the electromagnetic fields of conscious evolution on the Earth, and how this impact is optimized by the surge in photonic light from through our Sun as it basically aligns with the energy and the photonic light of hundreds of billions of star systems in our Milky Way galaxy with this galactic alignment going on. So I can't emphasize enough that this is the larger context in 2012 and the drama that we're going to be seeing unfolding. And those energies of alignment, as I said, are surging on Earth as in cosmos. It's all surging in a you might say, an orchestrated way with different trigger events like this lunar eclipse and this Venus transit. And it's setting the matrix for what I believe is a type of mass awakening to a new common sense unity conscience. And I use the keyword unity conscience as an expression of common sense because, as McKenna says, basically our minds will be connected like the fragments of a hologram. And the veil will be thinning, and basically we're all going to be connecting in nonlinear ways that the linear logical left brain, you know, has never comprehended. So left brain dominant Western civilization is going to be getting a right brain, you might say. And it has profound implications for 2012. You know, consciousness shift happens. So if everything is energy, which we're always hearing about, you know, this quantum thing, and if it's this energy is either at a higher or lower frequency, and if this energy produces the manifest universe as we know it, and if the universe and everything in it is connected by this energy field, this quantum field, this fields within fields of the torus field, the source field, if all this energy is electromagnetic in nature, then consciousness is also a function of and a mirror for the conscience of the universe. So this concept of how it's connected and how it's connecting is really a major theme and of 2012 and the energetic transformation that's going on. The heart and the brain operate in sync with the Schumann resonance of the Earth. This is now well understood. And this Schumann resonance with the Earth was stable, but is now increasing rapidly, as could foretell an electromagnetic pole shift of the Earth. So this may well result in a dramatic shift in consciousness. This concept of an electromagnetic pole shift, it's been happening to a certain extent, but it seems to be accelerating, the energy shift and the consciousness shift. So something big is in the works. I believe it's going to happen in 2012. And it's going to be far different than any of us experienced, and yet far better for planetary reboot than we may have imagined. Now, I'm going to be cutting out here shortly, and we're going to do a wrap here at the end of the show with a meditation, and I'm getting into a lot of information that you can read on your own and meditate on and link to, and there's graphics I have on magnetic field reversals on the website, what's going on, what it looks like between reversals and during a reversal, how electromagnetics get all screwy, and consciousness might get, as the veil thins with, you might say, the reordering of the magnetic fields, consciousness is going to go through some shift, some changes. Edgar Cayce says that each and every soul will become consciously aware of the ability to communicate with the divine. Now, there's all kinds of prophecies about what will happen with the energetic shift, the transformation, and I'll let you believe regarding that as you will. There are in-depth materials with the links that I've provided. As I've mentioned, there is this year of galactic alignment, understanding this, what this is all about. I've got a two-minute computer animated video that you can watch. It's only 2 minutes long. I've got a link for that in the article that I've been going through, and I think you'll find that interesting. My phone, I was going to replace it after the last show, and I thought I fixed it with the backup, but it's blinking again with the sound, so it may be going off at any time. I wanted to thank everyone for listening. I'm grateful that I got this the videos and information on the Venus transit that you can look at. I think that's going to be a really significant thing energetically, but I think it's just the beginning of a process. It's good to tune into that process with an intimate relationship with the universe, an intimate relationship with your higher self, and a better understanding of what this is going to mean for Earth's evolution over this next year. So I highly recommend you look at the graphics on that Venus Transit article, and that the whole subject of your relationship with yourself determines your relationship with others, as I think is a keynote theme. And your higher self, your real self, your quantum self, your universal self, in connection with all other selves, that's the meaning of this thinning of the veil thing. And this understanding of sacred love, the energies of sacred love, this Venus transit, there's a lot of concepts there, the divine feminine awareness, the concept of self-worth, trust, unconditional love, compassion, keynote themes. There's a lot of good references there to meditate on. So I will wrap it up from here. Thank you for listening. This meditation that follows gets into more of the dynamics, I think, that are good to keep in mind, that's going on with the communications revolution, which is a part of the Venus transit portents, that communications are very important with ourselves, with our higher selves, with others, significant others. So here's to this communication process, your good experience with the Venus transit, your relationships with others and with the universe. Happy trails. Until we meet again, be a couple of weeks. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. the best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.